Dasiputra Narada becomes a great sage, and Narada's Sangha with the Mahabhagavats. It's a combination of stories told in cantos 1 and 7. And this is the narration, the charitra of Narada Muni narrated to his student, Vyasadeva. Narada Muni explained, "During the previous day of Brahma, I was born as an insignificant son of a maidservant, Dasiputra. During Chaturmasya, some Mahabhagavats came to the Gurukul where my mother was staying. And because she was attending to their needs, I also rendered personal service to those Mahabhagavats. Although by nature, these Vedantists were impartial, they blessed me with their causeless mercy, even though I was only a small boy. Nevertheless, I had some good qualities. I was self-controlled and did not speak more than required. I was not naughty nor interested in childish play like ordinary children of my age. Once I took their permission and ate their remnants of their food." Bhakta Bhukta Uchishta, or Avashesh. "And as a result of eating the prasad remnants, all my sins were immediately destroyed. Because of this, and due to my service rendered to these great souls, the life of Krishna Bhakti became very attractive to me. While living with them, I heard Krishna Katha about Krishna's attractive pastimes. And by hearing every day attentively, I developed ruchi day by day. This ruchi became very strong, and then my attention became fixed upon Krishna Katha. As a result of being absorbed in Nishta and Harikata, ignorance and passion vanished from my heart. And I realized that only due to ignorance that I had previously accepted the gross and subtle bodies as myself, I loved these pure devotees very much. And behaving in a very gentle way, I strictly followed whatever they told me. When those Bhaktivedantists were about to depart, they instructed me in confidential knowledge taught by the Lord Himself. Thus I learned the art of engaging everything in the service of the Lord, for the ultimate purpose of attaining His personal association in Goloka Vrindavan. After all, does not a thing that has caused a disease cure it if used therapeutically? For example, if one drinks too much milk, he gets diarrhea. And the cure for diarrhea is also milk, but in the form of yogurt. Yogurt or curd, as they say in India, or dahi, mixed with flat rice, is a cure for diarrhea, which in fact can be caused also by milk in the form of too much drinking of liquid milk. The cause of the disease is also the cure. While fully applying the process of Krishna Bhakti, by Krishna's mercy, I attained a sequence of realizations. First, I attained transcendental knowledge of Krishna, and then mystic opulences, and ultimately Krishna's intimate loving service. My dear Vyas, I request you to describe elaborately Krishna's pastimes, because this will deliver the fallen human beings from the miseries of material existence. Oh, my dear spiritual master, Narada, said Vyas, what did you do after those great Bhaktivedanta sages left that Gurukul where your mother was working? How did you pass your life after being initiated by them? And how did you attain this present body after having quit your old one in due course of time? Time annihilates everything. How is it that you can remember these events that happened during the previous day of Brahma in one of your prior existences? Narada replied, and that time I was only 5 years old, the only son, and my mother bound me with a rope of affection. She wanted to look after me nicely, but she was not financially independent, so she really could not do anything for me. One evening, my mother was milking a cow, and a snake bit her, and she died. I accepted this as Krishna's mercy, special mercy, for I knew that God always desires the welfare of his devotees. Even though I had never traveled to foreign countries, I immediately left home and started for the north, although I was a mere boy. As I walked on my pilgrim's journey home, I passed through numerous cities, towns, villages, farms, forests, mountains, and valleys. I entered densely dark and fearful jungles that were the playground of snakes, owls, and jackals. Since I had become very hungry, thirsty, and fatigued, both bodily and mentally, when I arrived at a lake, I drank the water and bathed myself to refresh. Afterwards, I would sit down in the shade of a great banyan tree nearby and begin meditating on the Supreme Lord within, Paramatma Dhyan, which I had learned from my spiritual teachers. As soon as I concentrated my mind upon the lotus feet of Narayan in the heart, my mind became transformed due to transcendental love. Tears fell from my eyes. Krishna appeared on the lotus of my heart. And upon seeing my beloved Lord, I became so overwhelmed with happiness that all my bodily parts, my entire body became completely spiritually enlivened. I became so absorbed in ecstasy that I lost sight of myself and the Lord in that swoon of spiritual ecstasy. The vision of Krishna's form provides one with a deep satisfaction that is beyond description. Thus, when the Lord vanished from my sight, I jumped up with great agitation, for I felt the great shock that one experiences upon losing something highly desirable. I wanted to see the Lord again so badly, but despite my efforts to capture him with my meditation, I could not do so. Because of this, I felt intense disappointment and became depressed and full of grief. Upon seeing my sincere attempts in that lonely place, the Lord, while remaining invisible, spoke to me in a very grave voice to mitigate my sorrow. O Narad, I regret to inform you that you will not be able to see me again during this lifetime, because one who is not completely freed from all material contamination can hardly approach me. As a special favor, I have shown myself to you just to increase your desire to come to me. For the more you hanker after my association, the more quickly you will become freed from all material desires. Rest assured that by my mercy, neither your advancement in Krishna consciousness nor your remembrance of me will ever be impeded, even at the time of creation or annihilation. Thus you will attain my association in the spiritual world after giving up this deplorable material world. Narada Muni continued, "After Lord stopped speaking, I felt profound gratitude. I bowed my head to offer obeisance unto him. I began wandering all over the earth, fully satisfied, Atmaramata, humble and non-envious, while ignoring all kinds of social conventions. I continually chanted the name and glories of the Supreme Lord. Thus, while fully absorbed in thinking of Lord Krishna, in due course of time, after having become freed from all taints of material attachment, I met with death. Instantaneously, I received a transcendental form that was befitting an associate of the Lord, just as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. At the end of Brahma's day, when Lord Narayan lay down in the water of devastation, I entered into his breathing along with the grandsire and the created elements. Lord Brahma rested within the body of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu during his nighttime, which lasted for 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas. Thereafter, I appeared along with other great rishis that were born as Lord Brahma's sons. But unlike them, my appearance was completely spiritual. By the grace of Lord Vishnu, I have been traveling everywhere without restriction in the spiritual and material worlds. Constantly I sing the glories of the Lord while playing the veena that Krishna gave me himself. As soon as I chant the Lord's glories, the Lord appears on the seat of my heart, as if I called him to sit there. My dear Vyas, my dear student, thus it has been directly experienced by me that the best means for the conditioned souls to cross over the ocean of ignorance is to situate themselves in the boat of constant chanting of Krishna's holy name and pastimes. Controlling the senses by yoga can give temporary relief from material distress, but only bhakti, active service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, can one attain real satisfaction of the soul. After saying this, Narada took his leave while vibrating his veena, rising through the sky, wandering at his will. Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name Radhika Ramana Radhika Ramana Radhika Ramana Radhika Ramana Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Afterwards, Srila Vyasadeva sat down on the bank of the Saraswati. After touching her water or purification, he fixed his purified mind in meditation. In the trance of samadhi, Vyasadeva saw the Supreme Lord. And in the background, he saw the Lord's external energy of Maya, which was under full control. The illusion caused by Maya can be dispelled by the process of Bhakti Yoga. But since people in general are ignorant of this, Vyasadeva compiled the great work Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the feeling for devotional service unto the Lord sprouts up at once in the heart to extinguish the fire of material lamentation, material illusion, and fearfulness. During the previous lifetime of Lord Brahma, Narada Muni had been born as a Gandharva named Upabharana. Because of Upabharana's extremely handsome face and body, Upabharana was very highly respected by the other Gandharvas. And when he was decorated with nice flower garlands and sandalwood paste, he was very attractive and pleasing to women. Because of this, Upabharana was always bewildered by strong, lusty desires. And too attracted to women, he lived the life of a playboy. Once the demigods held a Sankirtan festival for glorifying the Supreme Lord. All the Gandharvas and Apsaras were invited. Upabharana went there, surrounded by numerous women, and in their company he foolishly began to sing songs that proclaimed the glories of the various demigods. Because of committing these two offenses of not glorifying the Lord and foolishly lusting after women, in the company of lusty women, he considered ordinary songs about demigods' mahima to be equal to Krishna kirtan. The Prajapatis in attendance at that Harinam Sankirtan performance of the demigods cursed Upabharana to merely take birth as a Shudra, devoid of all beauty. And as a result of the Prajapati's curse on the heavenly planets, Upabharana was forced to be born as a Dasiputra, the son of a common maid servant. Many lessons to be learned in the life story of Narada Muni. He attained a spiritual body, his Siddhadeya, at the time of death, after perfecting his life of sadhana to the point of having sakshat darshan one time. And that created intense hankering and full purification, attachment to the Lord, and finally he received a spiritual body like lightning, gave up one body and immediately attained his siddhadeha as the famous Narada Muni. But in one of his previous births, he was beautiful, handsome, proud, and attached to women. Consequently, he was chanting inattentively. Not only chanting inattentively, thinking of women in his mind, but he was singing demigod songs rather than Harinam Sankirtan when he was invited to do that. So he got cursed. Mundane songs and lusty association are a cause of anyone's fall down. Should always have high class devotee association and always engage in Harinam Sankirtan, not singing cinema songs and pop songs, because such pop songs will pop us out Narada Muni's wonderful story here in Bhagavad Lila, Narada Muni Charitra.